For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is blaming Democrats for the administration's policy of separating parents and their children at the U.S. border and demands a legislative fix. The House will vote on competing immigration proposals this week. Anger over the zero-tolerance policy erupted at a demonstration at the port of entry in El Paso, Texas.
We will not go away! This is not okay!
Thousands of protesters chanted, demanding the Trump administration stop separating children from their parents at the border. The march was organized by Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
We were told there were 98 kids in this tent city yesterday. We were told today there are 200 kids. We've all got to own this. We cannot blame this on Trump. We cannot blame this on a political party. This is America right now, and so America's got to show up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani is calling for an investigation into the Russia probe. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Giuliani, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, claimed that troubling unethical behaviors among some in the Justice Department has tainted the Mueller probe.
Mueller has no evidence of collusion. There was none. The President of the United States did nothing wrong. He was not involved with Russians. They can investigate from here to Timbuktu, and they're not going to find a darn thing.
Also on CBS's Face the Nation, Senator Susan Collins says she wishes the president would stop using the word pardon in regards to the Mueller investigation.
He wants to get that Russian investigation completed, and every time he brings up the issue of pardons, it gives the investigators something else that they have to look into.
And on the issue of immigration, Collins says she does not support separating parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
California's physician-assisted suicide law is back in effect for now. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
A state appeals court has reinstated the End of Life Options Act, which gives people with less than 6 months to live the opportunity to request lethal treatment options from a doctor. The law had previously been overturned by a lower court on a technicality because of the way it was approved. The new ruling allows the law to stay in place while litigation over the controversial law continues. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican Congressman Mark Sanford is concerned whether President Trump will be held accountable, saying he knows from firsthand experience. He famously was with his mistress while saying publicly he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Sanford knows the damage his lies did when he was the governor of South Carolina, telling NBC's Meet the Press.
But there were incredible consequences, financially, politically, socially, lost my marriage. I can go down a long list. And so maybe the reason I'm so outspoken on this now is there is no seeming consequence to the president and lies.
His political career was resurrected when he won a House seat in 2013. For a year and a half, though, Sanford has taken to criticizing President Trump, and that cost him in last Tuesday's primary, even though he voted with the president's wishes nearly 90% of the time. For USA Radio News.